every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Ultimate sports show on the radio and TV today. I'm Michael Horn along with Corey Marino and J.D. Jeremy Dayton. The star of our show is also the namesake of this program, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend we're talking about, Fred Dreyer on the Fred Dreyer Show. Hello, Fred.
I'm doing very well. I'm confused. You're up on the left-hand corner of the screen.
Yeah, like
so
I
you're not
been.
Here.
For the last few weeks, like I have been. I'm at a remote location, and I'm remaining in secret. And if people can identify where I am, they get to win a candy bar. So there you go.
Well, you missed the Easter, or what was it? What did we just go through? We went
Halloween.
To Halloween.
Halloween.
Could
be Easter.
I never got to ask you this. What was your costume of choice?
I dressed as one of the quarterbacks that you hit and the two safeties in one game.
Oh, which one? Scott Hunter?
Scott Hunter, yes, exactly. That's
my favorite.
That's because he's got the same last name as your character on the TV show Hunter.
That's right.
So that's it. I'm surprised you didn't go as Scott Hunter on the show instead of Rick Hunter. Wouldn't that have been kind of like apropos since you knocked out and threw down to the ground Scott Hunter? You threw a lot of people off the roofs in that TV show Hunter, more than any other TV show on TV. You were the expert in throwing people off the top of roofs.
Yes, that was by demand. I engineered that when the season started in early March, and it really paid off for us.
Did all your own stunts, did you?
Well, as much as I could possibly do, but to answer your question, why do you ask that?
I just wonder what the knack is on how you get the footwork to be able to get the weapon away from the person and then toss them off the roof.
I start laughing, and then he says, "What are you laughing at?" And I said, "You're not going to believe this." And he walks over to the edge, and I just push him over.
That's it. That's great. One of the all-time greats, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Two incredible careers. Actually, three. The football icon, the sports analyst icon for CBS, and then the acting icon in Hunter and Land's End and so many. And on Friends, you were like you're one of the ex-boyfriends there of What's-Her-Face on that show. That was really, not Friends, it was on Cheers, pardon me.
Cheers.
Radio icon now?
Yeah, the very good JD and the radio icon. We'll take a break, let the radio icon rest. All of us will be back with you. Stay with us. Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolf, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf's subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities, which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to just $99 per year. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Step into the world of Harmony Cheese, where Wisconsin's finest dairy traditions come to life. Our master cheesemakers have perfected the art of crafting exquisite cheeses using only the freshest, highest quality milk. Indulge in our signature Golden Age cheeses, a collection of handcrafted masterpieces that will tantalize your taste buds. Savor the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange opera jelly, the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester, or the bold, complex flavor of our Merlot cheddar. Harmony Cheese is more than just cheese. It's an experience. Every bite is a journey through the heart of Wisconsin, where passion and craftsmanship meet to create culinary delights. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com and discover a world of flavor that will leave you craving more. Visit our website at harmonycheese.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back on the sports show that has not one, but two stellar producers, Corey Marino and J.D. Jeremy Dayton. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, coming to you radio stations across the country on the Sports Byline Radio Network on CRN Talk Radio Network at our flagship 790 KABC AM in Los Angeles, and video on Facebook Live, also on our YouTube channel. Corey, how do they get to our YouTube channel?
You just go to YouTube, type in The Fred Dreyer Show, and it'll take you right there, and then you get to watch all of our pretty faces to talk about sports.
And we're also a podcast. When the show is complete, you can go to any podcast platforms about 30 minutes after our show and just type in or write in The Fred Dreyer Show at Spotify or whatever your favorite place is to get your podcast, and it'll come right up. Put it in the search engine. Or better yet, on your smartphone, just dial this phone number, pound symbol 250, hit send. When the call is answered, say, "Find my podcast." They'll say, "Which one do you want?" You say, "The Fred Dreyer Show." All right, Corey, start us off here today because we're going to recap baseball here.
The entire season.
Going to start at spring training with the Los Angeles Dodgers. What are your thoughts there?
Well, the funny thing actually is this is the only season that started internationally when the Dodgers played in Japan and ended internationally when the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point. So whenever, wow. You had to close it up on that. Yeah.
When everybody says it's not the World Series, it was definitely played throughout the world season.
Yeah, it was.
Very good. Really good. Gee.
I like the sound effects.
We're okay. Really wailing now.
Since you like the sound effects, JD, what little tidbit can you throw in for the season?
Well, all I'll say is I'm the only impartial one here. I mean, I kind of root for the Dodgers just being here so long and supporting you guys, but that was just the most amazing World Series I've seen, like I ever remember watching. Like, just both game 6 and 7 ended on crazy double plays. It was mind-blowing. I did not expect the Dodgers to pull that out. I did not expect Miguel Rojas to be the hero of the year, but man, he might be up for an ESPY.
All right, two safeties in one game, old Sultan of safeties, Fred Dreyer. Your particular factoid that you like to think about.
How fast
anywhere
can
you want to go?
How fast can you play an inning?
I waited to give you the last one so you could
I just want to say, I asked Fred beforehand, like, do you get excited? Do you yell? Do you get up, like, and, like, when you're watching these moments?
Yo.
I don't know if he wants to repeat what he said. He said he just lets it sink in. He thinks about it.
I think he had his phone disconnected, because I'm sure there were moments when he was going to give me a call. And Fred, very carefully, with carefully chosen words, will tell you.
Are you all right? You're panting heavily, and that only means two things.
Give you a point right there. That's good. Yes. Yeah, the pants are loaded. That is correct.
That's the
way the Dodgers play ball.
You are just so full of... brim of excitement.
There you go. All right, so game one, Blue Jays 11, Dodgers 4. This was a blowout. The Dodgers had swept the Milwaukee Brewers, unbelievably so. Everybody thinks they're going to go with this deal. They go to they have to play in Toronto to kick it off because they lose home field advantage. But it's a blowout, Fred. It doesn't look too good from the Dodgers in game one.
Are we going to cut right to game seven?
Soon. But we want to kind of set it up. We want to make it as dramatic as it was.
Can you do that? I mean, is there an editing machine that can...
Bring Joe Davis in, because we're going to talk about him. He'll start raising
his
voice and start screaming.
That's what we should do.
The voice will keep going up and up and up. I don't believe it!
We should get that whole thing going so we can play every one of his home run calls.
Yes.
I don't want to jump ahead, but I didn't know he was a Dodger fan when I was listening, but I was like, wow, he put the total kibosh on the Blue Jays.
Kibosh.
He was totally talking about them, like, with that, when there was one out in the ninth. He's like, wow, just look, they go from horrible last place to world champs. Basically, he said that, and, like, all of a sudden, Miguel Rojas. Anyway, sorry.
I don't think he was a Dodger homer. To me, and we'll start with you, Fred, Joe seemed to be pulling a little bit, not that he was really pulling for them, but he seemed to be, especially with John's Smoltz. Smoltz is always like, his analytics are like really weird. Like, this guy.
I like John Smoltz's analytics. I want to hear more of him and less of Joe Davis.
Really?
Yeah, well, of course.
I'm not a Smoltz fan at all.
Why not?
Because he's always got stupid analytics that come in there. Well, you know, Smoltz was maybe an expert 80 years ago when he pitched. It's like it's time to bring things forward. Am I right?
Well, he's pretty much a professional pitcher, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but you were an analyst.
Joe Davis isn't.
You were an analyst, and when you analyzed football on CBS, you talked about why a play worked or didn't. These guys talk about why the team's not working or isn't. Talk more about the mechanics of the play like you did.
Well, those guys are doing that. Isn't that what happened?
In
his defense, baseball, there's a lot more downtime. Even though they've sped up in between pitches, there's a lot more air to fill. I mean, football, play after play after play,
Yeah, and I thought John Smoltz had some insights pitching. I thought he did well. And I liked Joe, but
he never yelled at you either.
Yeah, that's your favorite part. I thought they were good I think mainstream has biases. There was last week what's his name was ripping on Caleb Williams during the Monday night game. Troy Aikman was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, the Joe Buck hates the Dodgers.
Does he?
Yeah.
What do you mean Joe Buck hates the Dodgers?
Joe Buck hates the Dodgers because he's a big St. Louis Cardinals homer from his dad.
Oh, I don't believe that. I think Joe Buck is more of an impartial guy than half the other guys out there.
No.
Vin Scully was the ultimate.
That's what I was going to get into. I think you've just been spoiled with L.A.
Vin Scully.
With L.A. broadcasting, and for like 50 years, both basketball and baseball, it was just top-notch.
In your defense, Fred, you grew up as I with Mel Allen announcing the Yankees, and they have 27 championships.
How about that?
That guy was a homer more than anybody. I remember.
He smoked whiteouts. That's
I loved him, and I remember my old man, Bunky Horn, loving the fact that in the 63 World Series, when Koufax, Drysdale, Padres, the Los Angeles Dodgers swept the Yankees in four games straight. The guy, Mel Allen, couldn't believe it so much, he lost his voice. And Vinny had to finish the rest of the games because Mel was talking like this. He couldn't do how about that or anything. You remember that? Mel was down for the count.
I remember the 63 World Series, and Koufax just Koufax pitched from the dugout. That's how good he was that day.
He was really good. All right, so that's our analysis of game one. It was 11 Dodgers 4. Let's move on to game two. The Dodgers come back 5-1 over the Blue Jays, and this was the first Yamamoto complete game, and this is something I don't think we saw many complete games at all this season on any team, let alone here in the ultimate game games in the World Series, a complete game, Fred.
Yes, well, that was the desirous. If you're a pitcher, that was what you wanted. Because what Dave, what's
Roberts.
His name?
Roberts, yeah.
What he missed, as far as I'm concerned, was there's something that when you throw a no-hitter, a perfect game, against your opponent, it takes everything out of them. They are sapped of energy and credulity of not having an answer for not only the pitches, but also not having an answer for the command and the domination that is being put upon them.
I will just say, he almost had that no-hitter in Baltimore. And looking back on that now that L.A. won the World Series, I take a lot more joy in that moment. That was the highlight of the Orioles season.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, managers now pull the starting pitchers right in the middle of a perfect game or a no-hitter. Let them go all the way on a complete game, for God's sake.
If old Dave had started pitching or pulling his pitchers, they'd have lost the game.
Yeah, because our bullpen was not that strong. That was a weak point.
Well, it was clearly the thing to do. Everybody, including the guy selling popcorn, you know, behind home plate, that guy knew what to do. But
don't pull him, Dave. Popcorn, everybody. Popcorn. Don't pull him, Dave. Popcorn, everybody. Popcorn. I heard the guy. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't pull him.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, and the one and only Fred Dreyer talking about the latest World Series. By the way, just on the all-time list, Yankees are far and away number one. They've won 27 World Series. St. Louis Cardinals 11, then a three-way tie for third between the Red Sox, the Athletics, and the Dodgers. The Giants have 8, the Tigers 4, the Braves have 4, Cincinnati Reds 5, and the Pittsburgh Pirates 5 in your top 10 there going down the list. So now we got to analyzing this World Series. We get through Game 3. We go to Game 4. And if we get through Game 3, the Dodgers 6, the Blue Jays 3. Game 4, it's back in Los Angeles. The Dodgers are ahead now 2-1. It looks like they could wrap things up in L.A. And, Fred, the Blue Jays come storming back 6-2 with this guy, Vladimir Guerrero, who was looking pretty good, crushing a two-run homer off none other than Shohei Ohtani.
Yes, and your point is?
And my point is this a big mood swing now that changes it back to Toronto in their favor?
This is what I don't think so. I think, these games, if you're trying to connect, each game to its preceding and following game, you're going to be in the nut house before too long. You just got to play them, and they're really right about that.
That's right, one at a time.
Just play it, shut up, don't talk to me about being behind or being ahead, just or in the head. Just make sure that we're all on the same page and we're concentrating, and we'll get through this. How many games they play? 2,000 a year?
Yeah, something like that. Well, so then Game 5 doesn't matter to you either, because the Blue Jays come storming back in Los Angeles, 6-1. That's when that rookie pitcher, he was good, that Trey, was it Yesavage. Won as a rookie record with 12 strikeouts. So now Toronto goes ahead 3-2, and they're heading back to Toronto for game number 6. It's a must-win for the Dodgers. Toronto has to just win 1 of 2. And you get back in Toronto, Yamamoto's pitching again, and the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 3-1. This Yamamoto, again, puts in a startling, wonderful appearance. Am I right, Fred?
Yeah, was really a terrific. It was really great to see. Great showmanship, and the Dodgers got themselves back into the series on that one.
How about that defensive stop, Corey Marino, and the late double play that sealed the game for the Dodgers? Was this the Kike Hernandez grab of the fly ball and the throw back to second?
Yeah, and I think it all starts with me when in our production meeting we were talking, Fred and I were talking about how Dave Roberts, we have been very critical with him for the last couple of years on his pitching and his substitutions, and he decided to take Pajes out and move Edmund into center and have Miguel Rojas play short, and Miguel Rojas in Game 6 and Game 7 we'll get to, but Game 6 as well, he was making defensive plays, and it was that double play. And, of course, the person who played the most playoff games ever as a Dodger, heads-up play, catches the ball in left field, fires it to second for the double play, and the guy, and I think it was Barger, was getting a little too antsy out there and got doubled up, and the game ended. It was crazy.
Rojas was at second, though, that, wasn't he? Did he catch to the...
Yeah, he was playing second.
He was playing second. He got
an inch away from a World Series there.
Mm-hmm.
Like really.
When Will Smith's foot came up and went down, that was crazy.
Yeah.
So the moments like that, Fred, in a World Series make it the excitement that we love.
It makes it so fabulous, Mike.
Yeah. That 18-inning game with Freddie Freeman hitting that home run in Game 3, that one was a bloodbath game that took everything out of both teams there, setting the stage as we move along for Game 7 with the Dodgers now coming up in another 11-inning game. And in this one, again, The Dodgers are down 4-3 in the top of the ninth inning, and Miguel Rojas steps up to the plate, Fred, with that ninth inning home run. It was one out already, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had one out.
Yep.
And the guy, Miguel Rojas, can hit those home runs. The guy, I call him the kid, he's the old man on the team. He did a great job, Fred. I'm telling you, that was taking us off the floorboards here, I'll tell you.
That's what I wanted to know, Fred's reaction to that home run.
Which one are you talking about?
Miguel Rojas in game 7, ninth inning, tying the game up at 4-4.
The game tying, yeah.
Game seven.
From the guy who didn't have a hit in a month.
Well, that's the beauty of sports, especially baseball. I mean, all those guys are great baseball players, and Will Smith, his home run,
yes,
I think, sent everybody running.
Honest to God,
you know, Yamamoto came in relief and closed it out with the game-ending double play.
Yeah. Mike, how did you react when Rojas hit that home run?
Couldn't believe it. I mean, come on. Most of us thought it was over and Toronto was going to take it because it was now the ninth inning, and they were down, and it's like you get a guy that hits the home run. Did you see the look on Dave Roberts' face? I mean, that to me was the moment of the game when he looked at it, and it, like, he couldn't believe it for about 5 seconds, and then he grabbed his head like, oh, my God, I think I just saw a home run. Yes, Dave, you did. The game is now tied. That's the way we all felt, I think. Am I right, Corey?
Oh, yeah, that was the moment when I turned to my friends. It was one out. It was Miguel Rojas up, and I was like, well, guys, I was like, this is probably the best World Series I've ever seen, even if we lose. And then, like, as I say it, just boom, he hits it. And I'm like, well, we're still in it.
Is that how you said it?
No, that's not how I said it.
Is that how you said it? Yeah. Oh, we're still in it.
We're still in it, so let's just keep watching. Let's see how this progresses.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was bouncing off the walls. I had my god kids with me and his friends, and I got pretty tired after the game because after that, well, it was during the middle of the game. I picked up one of them and spun him around for a good play. So now every time there was a good play, I had to do it, and they all got, like, in line, and we're, like, waiting. And
I was very dizzy at the end. Glad I wasn't watching with you. It takes a good spin to start me, and once you got me going, watch out. Fred, you were right. You usually call me a lot. You did not call either before or after or during the game. So you must have been pleased by what you were seeing.
I was outside cutting the lawn.
It's good. Listening to the radio version of the game. So the 11th inning comes up, as you mentioned, Fred. Will Smith crushes that go-ahead home run. But then the Dodgers still don't have it. That double play in the bottom of the 10th inning or 11th inning there, that's the one you're talking about. Am I right, J.D.?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was just crazy. I was even talking during the break, though. Like, Guerrero led off that inning, and one of the coolest things in the World Series was seeing Yamamoto tip his cap towards Guerrero, like showing him respect as he came to the plate, only to then give up a double and to leave runners at second and third with no outs. I still can't believe they got out of that. But
two plays there. You had Miguel Rojas with the bases loaded, grabbing a base hit, a grounder, and throwing the runner out at home plate so that the game would not be tied again. That was absolutely amazing.
That was
this whole World Series was just sprinkled with fantastic defensive gems.
It was like a Disney movie.
It was a lot.
Somebody get excited about it, would you?
Not script
crowd. Our crowd is. Thank you. Okay, somebody finally turned on the applause lights, for God's sake. Hey, whiz.
That was a total team win.
By this time, Joe Davis says, the grass is out at home plate.
God, do you want to strangle that guy?
And so, and then the play that Rojas picks up, tosses it over to Mookie Betts on to first base for the game-ending double play. What happiness for the Dodgers, the defeat in the Toronto Blue Jays. What an incredible World Series. And I got to give it to Toronto. You know, Alex Vesia, the relief pitcher for the Dodgers, could not get on the roster. There's a situation that he had that hasn't been totally explained to us yet, but his wife was pregnant, that's all we know, and he was not in the World Series. And the Dodgers were wearing his number on their hats, and some of the Toronto Blue Jays did the same. So I hate to say the cliche, but hats off to the the Blue Jays for doing something like that. That's a class act, Fred.
That's brotherhood in sports.
Yeah.
Whether it's domestic or world, in this case, Mike, world.
Here, you got some notes here on the game here, Corey and JD, that the Blue Jays fan who caught Miguel Rojas' ball didn't throw it back on the field, correct?
Yeah, he didn't throw it back. He wanted to keep it, and there was a bonus that his son actually caught Will Smith's, and now they're trying to get a package sale for $2.5 million.
That's crazy.
How about that, Fred? You got your wallet out, Fred?
Of all the people... To actually pull this off, these two kids did it, boy.
Right next to each other.
Really incredible. Mm.
Listen to this. Max Muncy passed Babe Ruth on the all-time postseason home run list. That's amazing. Muncy has a habit. He may not hit for average, but he gets some home runs along with Freddie Freeman. So the Dodgers batted 203 in the World Series. They got outscored 34-26 in runs. And the World Series Game 7, listen to this.
Oh, that's amazing.
Averaged 51 million viewers across the United States, Canada, and Japan. It truly was, Fred, a World Series. Everybody was tuned
in. They sold a lot of beer.
Yes, they did.
In that game.
I think a couple of people in the Czech Republic were also tuned in.
Yeah, that Czech beer you like so much, Mike. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they had it up there at the stand.
Probably a lot of sake, too.
The World Series had a pinch hit grand slam. It had two extra inning games, two extra inning homers, Freeman and Smith, a walk-off homer with Freddie Freeman, a 7-4 double play to end Game 6, back-to-back homers to lead off Game 5, a complete game from Yamamoto, the first 12-strikeout, zero-walk game pitched in World Series history, a player who reached base 9 times in one game, that's Ohtani, and a game-tying inning homer, game-tying ninth inning homer that flipped the World Series around with Rojas. That's really something else, I'm telling you.
This was a game to remember by, and do you remember earlier in the series? I don't know what game it was.
Hang on. We'll get that when we come back here. Quick break coming up, more with Fred Dreyer on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. You can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening. Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back. Michael Horn, Corey Marino, JB, Jeremy Dayton, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, you had a comment here that you wanted to say about the World Series here to wrap things up.
I did. What was I going to talk about? I forgot.
Talking about the World Series and mentioning that, the World Series had all those things in it that I mentioned, the game tying homer, all that stuff, all the good things that happened in the World Series. Your recap line over it. It was one of the all-time
great series. Just going to mention the gambling aspect of this series. There were so many different parlays you could have made.
Yeah.
If you had just opened up your brain and just started letting it go and run up to the window and just start betting.
There you go. That's from Fred Dreyer. It said, did you put any bets in on the series this year, Fred?
I didn't phone any in.
I didn't either.
This year.
JD, Corey, anything?
No. Yeah. I don't, yeah. If it's the World Series and the Dodgers are playing, I don't want to lose money and them lose. So if they end up losing that game, I don't want to be dead.
I put money down that Corey on our staff would be the one person that would attend the parade. And am I right, Corey? Did you attend the victory parade for the Dodgers? What'd you see?
I was the favorite, and I saw it. I was on the corner, the last turn on Grand and Figueroa, and it was amazing. It was fun. It was a lot more. I went last year when they won, so back to back. This year they had a lot more streets shut down, so it wasn't as much mayhem.
You went to the?
I went, yeah.
Yes, Fred.
Did you?
I went last. Yeah. We were supposed to do the show last year, but I ended up being in traffic for 4 hours because LA was shut.
Right.
LA was
that.
Shut down.
We had a best of going on Game 7.
Wow.
Just kidding.
No, but it was amazing, and everybody was lighthearted. Nothing bad was happening. No one was getting arrested. No one did anything dumb.
Why didn't we do a live remote from
I don't know. We should have outfitted you with
equipment. No, from 7th Avenue, where they make the Dern,
yeah,
to my living room where I'm on the couch.
Good. Next year.
But there was
we'll
a guy
it.
On the sign. Yeah. You see, there was a tell us about that.
So he helped us because everybody's cheering, and every cheer you hear from down the street, you think the buses are coming, and so everybody gets their phones out to record, and then you wait like a minute, nothing's happening, just people are cheering for no reason. So this guy actually climbed the street light and was sitting on top of it. And was looking down the street, and then when he cheered, and he was like, "They're coming!" Everybody got their phones out.
It's like Paul Revere.
Yeah,
here they come.
So then everybody pulled out their phones and started recording, and it was a great time. And I got to have street meat, which I love. So,
what do you mean by street meat?
Street meat's these little red carts that they have, and their hot dogs with bacon wrapped around them, grilled with.
Are you sure that's what that is?
That's what they advertise it as.
Well, we know that.
A lot of missing cat signs.
Yeah. But it was amazing, and then it was a great time. And then some people were at the stadium where they got to see the rally and hear the speeches, and it was a good time. I loved it.
Signs that you saw, anything in particular that was?
We have those up.
Yeah, you can show those over there for our video fans. And
yeah, so there was a couple good ones that we liked. So one of the sports analysis, Caleb Joseph of Sportsnet, after the game said, the better team didn't win. And Kike responded after the game and said, I'm so happy the better team didn't win. And so someone made a sign, so that held that one up. I thought that was hilarious.
That's good.
And then we were actually next to this guy, right next to him. It was the next one, someone trying to get in and have Shohei marry his mom.
That's an
adulterous generation.
That's a real good idea.
He was like, marry my mom, Shohei.
Shohei Ohtani, marry my mom is the sign that was held up.
That's how that one says. Yeah. And then there's another one where there's three pretty good signs in a row right here. To where one, it goes left to right. We didn't ruin baseball. We perfected it.
That's a good one.
And then a little lighthearted. The Jays had wings, but the Dodgers got rings. So that one's nice. And then thank you, Kershaw, our forever ace, which I like.
He's retired now, Fred. What do you think? He even pitched that one out in the game three there.
That out.
He got lucky.
Yeah, I did.
Come on now.
Maybe they can clone him.
No, you can't. You can't.
That was ball four that the guy swung
at. The guy was lucky. The guy was nervous. Everybody else was diving out of the batter's box to start diving at pitches because they were so nervous they didn't want to be the last out. Well, the Kershaw was lucky.
Truly went out on top, I'll tell you. This the Mad Dog, Chris Mad Dog Russo, was outraged over Joe Davis hosting the Dodgers World Series parade rally because he said it compromises neutrality. And I take it, Mad Dog, you must not have been around for a long time because they used to have one announcer from the National League team, one from the American League team. I'd wish they'd go back to that, but they don't because they obviously hire announcers on all the networks like ESPN and Fox. And I thought that Joe Davis, as much as him shouting a lot, he stayed impartial. So did Smoltz in calling the game. Fred, your thoughts on that?
I don't care who's partial or not. I know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Just get out of my way. Have a beer, and don't tell me that you know the score is 10-9 when it's a 0-0 tie.
Yeah,
that's all.
So there you have it. All right, let's flip to some football here a little bit. Kyle Shanahan from the 49ers. What's the deal here now with Mac Jones and his future with the 49ers and Brock Purdy on this? Corey?
So Kyle Shanahan, I think you know more about this than I do, but JD. But I think
JD, go ahead,
Mac Jones like is taken over for a little bit because of the toe issue and the shoulder issue for Brock Purdy. And so it's kind of like, is the backup playing too well to – does the injury take away your position?
Well, a lot of national voices have been saying you can't go back to Purdy now the way Mac Jones is playing. We always get that backup quarterback coming in doing good. You don't want to change up the mojo. But Kyle Shanahan came out and said, no, this is Brock Purdy's team. Obviously, just got the huge mega deal before the season. He said when he comes back, you know, it's his team. But we're not going to rush him back. But I had an interesting question, though, because, you know, Mac Jones, some of his comments caught me. He talked about how he really feels like at home. What's his exact quote? He said he feels 49ers coaches and front office is more relaxed and in line with his personality. Obviously, he was with New England before. And so, like, I was like, did you read the quote where he talks about he can be himself more? It's a lot more laid-back people there, and it's just more in sync with his personality because they let him be him. And, like, the factor that plays into him playing the best he's played since he's been in the league. He did have some success as a rookie, but
it's his team.
Yeah.
So
about Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the backup. Having his success. They haven't skipped a beat. They've had all these injuries and they're still winning with him as the backup.
Yeah. I say play the backup and ride him until he drops. So I say forget, Brock Purdy. Let him take care of his big toe and keep Mac Jones in there as long as he's winning. And now I want to go to the old-timers out there, including Fred Dreyer and myself, because, Fred, you're no stranger to quarterback controversy. What about when you're with the Rams? Was it going to be Pat Hayden playing or Vince Ferragamo? Obviously, it should have been Vince Ferragamo, but Pat Hayden kept coming back until they went with Vince and you got to the Super Bowl.
That was Carol Rosenblum with Pat.
Really?
Yeah, he made a comment earlier that followed him around for a little while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the comment?
It was we need an All-American quarterback.
Oh,
what does that mean? He was an All-American?
Vince's
last name.
USC, yeah.
Yeah, All-American meaning an All-American.
All-American.
Well, anyway, they had a...
I didn't hear that.
You know, the team knew that it was a flip a coin.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know. Most of the people during that time, you know, wanted James Harris. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Who did you want during the Pat Hayden Vince Ferragamo? What'd you think?
Well, it wasn't that. It was I wanted James Harris to play because he was playing the best.
Really? That's good. See, he kind of falls by the wayside because who was the guy on that used to do the sports show on KLAC?
Jim Healy.
Jim Healy.
Is it true?
Is it true? He was going nuts over the Pat Hayden, Vince Ferragamo deal. And Vince was taller and had more stretch there than Pat Hayden, shorter. And
That's where the term dashboard Pat came.
Dashboard, because
he couldn't see over the dashboard.
See? Yeah, because he'd sit in the window, you know, on the way to the game.
It's the dashboard, Pat.
Okay, Pat, come on, hop down.
Jim Healy was pretty cruel. Is that true? You know, there we go. He'd have a good quotes from Tommy Lasorda too. So anyway, I would say, you know, Fred, what do you think? You go with the backup if he's winning, and if he starts to look like he's losing it, and then the your other guy, Brock Purdy, is ready to go, you bring him in.
It's pretty simple. Everybody wants to make a big deal that, you know, we've got to settle in on a quarterback. You'll find a guy that'll run your offense, and both these guys can run the offense.
Yeah,
both of them. You know, and Jones and what's his face?
Purdy,
and you've seen both of them, you know, excel. Just give one of them the ball and get out of the way.
Yeah. So you're saying that it's pretty simple. Is that what you said?
Oh.
Okay. So that's a little controversy there going on. And
on to the other backup.
They're not who cloning great quarterbacks.
Yeah. Another backup who won the job, but Belichick stayed with him instead of.
Brady and Drew Bledsoe?
Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drew Bledsoe's got a winery up in Seattle. I don't know if he still likes Brady anymore.
Well, probably give, okay give him a call, Mike.
Let's call him up. How you doing over there?
Hey, we're doing a show down here. You want to come on down?
Take it easy, okay? No, Drew is a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
All right, where do we go from here, guys? You want to handicap the games for this week?
Do we have to?
No.
Can we mention the clone dog?
Oh, okay, let's do that. So go ahead, JD.
Well, Tom Brady. I mean, I did an interview like a year or so ago with this woman who was married to like a millionaire, billionaire philanthropist who had cloned his cat, and the cat was very like skittish. The lady even warned me, just to warn you that maybe you shouldn't pet that cat because it's a little off. It's a clone. My husband was depressed when his cat died, so now I see that Tom Brady did the same thing with his dog. And it's just, I don't know, what are your thoughts, Mike, Fred, Corey, on cloning animals? They're showing us what's possible. It looks just like the former.
If I could get another Lindy, I would do it. Fred, what about you? Did you have a favorite? You had your favorite cats.
Yeah, I'll be down the street. You know.
Well, you had those two cats that you loved.
Well, of course I loved them, and then they had their time. They're still alive, I understand.
Yes, they were cloned.
They were Tonkinese cats. And they were extremely smart, too smart for their own good. They almost met their maker.
Really? Yeah. Well, that was right. What was that, a coyote in the yard or something?
Yeah, they had a couple of coyotes that chased him around the living room.
So Mike, you're really going to have Lindy number two for $50,000?
I'm not going
to. The implications. You can clone a cat, you can clone a human, but what happens to the soul, the spirit? That's where we're headed. There's a major
And isn't that the main thing about dogs? Isn't there? It's their soul and their love for you?
Yes. Yeah, I know. That's what I wonder. You know,
I don't know if you can clone that.
It's just a lump of cells, like scientists say we are, pushing all these, ideologies that are little slippery slopes.
But I will say this, you know, Tom Brady's always thinking ahead of the game. Not only has he cloned his dog, Rob Gronkowski is not dead yet, but Tom has already cloned him to have him as a backup in case he wants to go back into the game and throw a few more passes. That's what I don't know, maybe that's not true, but could be.
Is this true?
Which one?
Is it true?
Clone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He came out and said it this week.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we've been talking about, Fred. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Our show, it's time for our speed handicapping segment. All right, just pick the winner. We're not caring about the points over there. Falcons, Atlanta Falcons are playing the Colts. I got the Colts, JD.
Colts.
Fred.
Colts.
Corey.
4-4 Colts.
Corey, New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers.
I got the Panthers.
I do too. JD.
I feel like the Saints are going to come out and spoil the Panthers parade.
What do you think, Fred?
I like the Saints as well.
New York Giants at the Chicago Bears. JD.
Chicago.
I'm with Chicago. Corey?
If the Giants still had Scataboo, I'd go there, but I'm going Chicago.
Fred?
Where are they playing?
Chicago.
They're playing in Chicago? Yeah. I like the Bears.
Jacksonville Jaguars against the Houston Texans. It's going to be an interesting game. I'm going to go Houston on this one. Corey?
We were going to go Houston, but now Stroud's not going to play, right? So it's going to be Mills. They already came out with that. So I think I'm going to go the Jaguars, but that Houston defense is nice.
It is nice, yeah. Okay, Jacksonville for me, too. And then the JD?
I'm going to go with the home team, Houston.
Fred?
Houston.
All right,
game.
Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. JD?
Bills.
Fred?
Bills.
I got the Bills.
Bills.
Baltimore Ravens at the Minnesota Vikings. JD?
Gotta go Ravens. Purple on purple.
I'll go Ravens in that, too. Fred?
Uh-oh.
I'm going Ravens.
Corey?
Ravens.
Cleveland Browns at the New York Jets. I got Cleveland. Who do you have, JD?
Gotta go with Cleveland.
Fred?
Who are they playing?
Cleveland Browns against the Jets.
Jets at New York.
Oh, God.
Jets just had a fire sale.
Hey, Cleveland.
Corey?
I'm going to go contrarian. They traded everybody, but they have nobody still with the Jets.
England Patriots at the Tampa Bay Bucks. I think I like New England here. Corey?
I'm going to stay with Baker. I'm going with the Bucks.
Tampa off the bye.
Fred?
Yeah, me too.
Tampa?
Yeah.
All right, Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks. JD?
I'll take Seattle at home. That defense is tough.
Fred?
Seattle.
I got Seattle too.
Seattle
Corey.
At home.
Rams at the 49ers.
Rams.
JD.
Rams.
Fred?
I'm going Rams.
Yeah, I'm going Rams.
Rams.
Detroit Lions at Washington Commanders. I like Detroit.
Lions.
Corey. Detroit.
Fred.
Detroit.
Pittsburgh Steelers at the Chargers. I like the Chargers.
Chargers.
Chargers Fred. Better come through on that. Let's go, Harbaugh.
Fred.
Chargers.
Corey.
Chargers.
Eagles at Green Bay. Corey.
Philly. I like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles. Fred.
I'm going with Green Bay.
JD.
I got to take the Eagles, too.
All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye-bye.